Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications. This month, we will discuss the extraordinary difficulty in recruiting and training employees, especially hourly employees, in the post-COVID pulp and paper industry. Jim, how do you see the problem?
Well, thanks, Helen. I've been talking to managers around the industry, and to a person, their number one problem today is recruiting and retaining employees at all levels, but especially hourly employees.
Steve, can you give us a rundown on the job market?
Well, Helen, our data is a bit limited, but I can tell you that there seems to be no limit to the openings that companies are posting on their websites and that we are seeing on our own job board, onlypulpandpaperjobs.com. If you haven't taken a look at our jobs website, I invite folks to check it out. And when I look for industry news in their First in News website, Nip Impressions, I see lots of companies holding job fairs in an attempt to fill open positions.
Thank you, Steve. And we'll be back after this message to discuss further.
Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paprietello Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
What do you think has changed and what can be done about it?
Well, there has been a long-term trend to view manufacturing jobs with disfavor. Young people seem to see these as isolating and offering working conditions which are not attractive to them. Over the years, there have been a number of studies that show, say, for summer students, young people prefer to be in a social situation such as in retail as opposed to the more isolated situations they may find in manufacturing. Additionally, manufacturing wages and benefits are not keeping up with retail. Look at the recent offer by Target to pay full cost of college for all employees, starting on day one of employment. This announcement came just weeks after Walmart offered the same benefit. When retail wages eclipse starting rates in pulp and paper mills, we have a problem. This disparity did not happen overnight. If you look at pulp and paper industry wages going back as far as 40 years, it is pretty easy to see wages have not kept up with long-term inflation.
Steve, do you have anything else to add here?
Like Jim said earlier, this is an issue for lots of industries, not just our industry, pulp and paper. Just this month, I was talking with a CEO in a different industry, and he reported having trouble finding and retaining good employees for certain positions, and that there are others these days that are just looking for 9-to-5 jobs with no nights or weekends. Obviously, in our industry, the machines are rolling 24/7.
Well, I also think that onboarding practices need to change. Forever, we've assumed a majority of people coming into our facilities have a willingness to work both mentally and manually. There seems to be a significant portion of the population today that may think their main contribution may be showing up approximately on time.
And here at Paprietello Publications, we have all taken the predictive index test that is a great tool to see people's long-term attitudes. Maybe this could be a solution.
Pre-testing may help, but I think it's going to take more than that. Perhaps a couple of weeks of a boot camp-like experience just to set the cultural expectations, then a stepped wage increase-based incentive program that keeps people engaged far beyond the assumptions we have made in the past. It's going to take more counseling and communications to keep the new employees engaged until they feel they are part of the facility's family and beyond that point.
Well, that does sound expensive, Jim, but compared to the retention rates that we are hearing reported, it may be the most economical solution in the long run.
In today's invigorated industry, it is obvious plans need to change. If you want to share any thoughts on this matter, or if you would like some help from our internal resources, drop me an email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Roush, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.